Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, Freakazoids, it is so cool that you keep downloading and subscribing to the podcast. That's much appreciated. Share it, rate it, comment, and reach out to us on Facebook through the Matt and Ramona page, where we also put up videos there of us yapping and funny videos and such, and weird news stories and comments. You also go to Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Brent Bandy Harlan, and Carrie Doc Bowser with your comments. Let's see what we got today. We're going to talk about people being in fear of driving, what a typical average woman has in their handbag, complaining about first world problems. And we begin with Ramona trying to abduct a child. It's back to my true crime podcast.
That is wrong. 100% wrong.
Not 100%.
But I showed you guys a new mask I got because I have a whole collection of masks now for different holidays. You know, I like to match it with my outfit when I have to go out. But I found this mask at Black Lion that has a nose and a mouth on it. And it turns out that it completely matches my skin color. So I was like, oh, this will be really cute.
Looks really like
and you. I modeled it for you guys, and Bandy said I look like someone who might kidnap someone in a panel van.
Right out of the gate, he said that. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
But you know, I don't put much stock in what Bandy says. Let's be honest.
You shouldn't. You're right. You shouldn't.
So I head to the store. I went walking at Westfield Eastridge Mall. It was nasty outside, so I do my walking inside. And I saw this little girl, and she was there with her cute little Doc McStuffins umbrella. And she was just staring at me, just transfixed. And so I said, hey there, how are you doing today? And she took her umbrella and like tried to shoo me away like,
Get out of here.
I looked at her and I'm like, what is wrong with this kid? I'm looking at her like, hey, like, that's
I'm
not
just
nice.
A mall walker, honey.
That's not nice. You know, who does that? And then her parents come up behind her and they're looking at her and then they look up at me and the looks on all of their faces are like, what in the holy heck are we seeing right now?
Unbelievable.
And I turn around and there happens to be a mirror there. And at that moment, I see what they see, me in this mask.
I tried to warn you.
I got in the car and I took a picture of it and I looked at the picture and I was like, I get it, little girl. I totally get it.
She's a good spidey sense girl.
Creepy AF. I mean, it's disturbingly.
Thank goodness she had an umbrella to shoot
and
you
I'm thinking
away.
Also because of, you know, when you talk and your lips don't move. So when I'm talking to this little girl, it's this weird thing talking with a weird face. And
and the nostrils don't line up. And it just
it's not good.
You had to know when we've told you it was creepy. You were going in public.
Like I said, I don't put much stock in what you guys say.
But we know creepy.
Oh, we know creepy.
I should have known. That
Our
is your
credentials
lane.
Are there.
It that does look like it's, and I can't pinpoint what movie it is or whatever, but there's a certain kind of mask sometime they wear when they're robbing banks and things like that, that has that semi-realistic look. And I don't know, but do you know what I'm talking about, Bandy?
Yeah, and I can't pinpoint it either,
but it's like close to real.
It's definitely something a criminal would wear.
Yeah, it is definitely something a criminal would wear. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're no way you're identifying that person in a lineup. Even
You're too stunned.
You're too stunned.
Even a four-year-old knows. So it was creepy.
To the little girl at Westfield Eastridge Mall, who I absolutely scared. Mm-hmm. I am sorry.
And you better pay for her therapy bills.
But you think she must not be from Gastonia because she's used to creepy.
Stop
she would be like, oh, just another creepy Gastonian. I'll just keep on rolling, kids.
You're thinking York County.
Let's head over to Hot Topic. and I think there's even...
We don't have a Hot Topic at our mall. We have an axe throwing place and a Dillard's outlet.
There you go. Do you have a piercing pagoda? I think that still exists somewhere. I forget where the I saw that one. Remember the piercing pagodas? There's still yes. one, I believe.
Okay, well, I bet there's one out
like,
there.
I passed it on the way when I'm going to the mountain, so it's somewhere along in that corridor somewhere.
Okay, well.
Anywho.
Is it piercing pagoda right across from the Spencer Gift Store?
And Chess King. Chess King. Yeah, you have to Google that, probably. You don't know what Chess King is. So they surveyed some folks about the first world problems they've experienced while in lockdown. Let's see if you have experienced. Number one is, I think, is dumb, and I don't think it's a first world problem, but bad weather when you want to go out for your daily walk or workout or whatever. I think people complaining about weather is not has always been a thing, quarantine or no quarantine. And I'm telling you right now, third world country, they're complaining about weather. It doesn't rain in 3 days.
Oh, no, a tsunami.
But when your complaint is like, oh, man, I wanted to go out and get some exercise. I wanted to leave my house, as in I have a place to live. I'm not living in the elements. Yeah. Then it's a first world problem.
Well, I'm sure they're in their hut or whatever. And like, you want to go shoot a rhinoceros? Oh, man, it's raining.
If you're going to shoot a rhinoceros, it's for food. It's not. You're just going out to stretch your legs.
Whatever. But it wouldn't be my number one. And I think that complaining about weather is not just a quarantine thing is what I'm saying. I think that.
Yeah.
Either you have a home or you don't, Matt. Right.
Because. Well, yeah, well, because the other ones on this quarantine first world problems, this is the lockdown ones, make sense. Like glasses fogging up when wearing a mask is number two.
Okay.
Related, right?
Hate that.
That's more first worldy.
And I've never solved it because I don't really spend a lot of time looking at things with my mask on. I don't really need good eyesight.
You just wander around in a fog. Sounds safe.
He keeps bumping into things at the store.
I do.
Okay.
Not being able to hear what people are saying properly when they're talking to you through the mask. See, that's COVID related. It's such a true one. It is true.
It's annoying.
It's a real problem, though. I wouldn't count that as a first world either. If they're wearing masks in the third world, they're probably still like, what are you saying?
run. There's a tsunami. Run.
Yeah, whatever. Because I did venture out to a restaurant the other day since my wife's vaccinated and I have one shot and there was no one there. Anyway, I don't have to justify. The server was, going through stuff and I just had to keep saying, I what? Huh? Huh? And that's annoying that for him and for me.
Wow. That's a big step for you acknowledging your.
And I don't know this one. Yeah. No. Tea or coffee going cold. I mean, I don't even understand what that is a thing. Waking up and not being sure what day it is. I've heard people complain, but
I don't think that's first world, but I definitely have had that where you're like, is it Saturday?
But I don't complain about it.
And is it a complaint or just confusion?
I think
it's more confusion for me.
I think the complaint would be like if you said, I don't even know what day it is because it's the same thing over and over again. So maybe that's what you know what I mean. You hear people say that.
Yeah.
No one replacing the toilet roll when it's finished. And that's pre-COVID. That's all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not just a lockdown thing. But since we did go through a whole toilet paper thing, I get it.
Okay. But this is number eight. I would like to put it number one, I think. Figuring out what to eat and making sure you, like three times a day, even you got to do that. That is, yes, first world problem because some people don't even get to have the fortunate enough to have the meals or whatever. But it's a real thing and it's very frustrating. I get upset many times about trying to figure out what to eat because I don't have anything. I don't know what to make. My wife might be on some fancy diet. I don't know. Can I eat this? Is this
meal planning is stressful? It's stressful. Is a stressful first world problem.
And it's more so, I think, now during quarantine. And I don't know why. I think it's because, I'm home.
And yeah, we're home. I'm trying not to spend money eating out. I don't want to go out for food. You can't sit in a restaurant. And then, a lot of food doesn't travel well, like fried food and certain foods don't travel well. So either you eat it at home or you don't eat it. So
travel well, you meant like travel through your intestines and stuff. You mean like take it?
No, I mean like travel from DoorDash or you pick it up at the restaurant and you bring it home and bring it home and it's kind of like, meh.
I'll give you a couple of these. Wardrobe full of clothes you can't wear.
Yeah.
Delivery being taken too long. Netflix freezing or taking too long to load. That when that happens, that is.
Oh, yeah. That
my blood boils.
That hasn't happened though in a long time.
Your blood boils.
Boils.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, this
that makes family movie time really fun.
Right. When this has happened before COVID, but I'm
with you. Netflix is taking a long time to load and dad's blood is boiling. This is going to be an awesome family fun night.
No, I ask everybody to leave because I'm about to punch pillows. returning clothes that you ordered online. That does suck. I hate it.
I refuse.
You just keep them? Well, you return to a store, but you won't return online?
I don't order. That's why I don't order clothes online. Like I've ordered the only clothes that I have been happy with that I've ordered online is when I went in the store and they didn't have the color I wanted. So I ordered it online.
Yeah. Well, I'd much rather return online though than in person.
I would never. I'm not returning something I ordered online.
Wow. I don't want to return to a person, but online is much better.
Yeah, online it's anonymous. But yeah, I don't
care. Do you think they're judging you? Like,
yes, they are. Yes.
You got those pants home and they don't fit. Huh?
Yes. Yes.
You look like the type who gets the pants home and they don't fit. Sir.
Yes. Yep.
Like, what do you think is happening?
I do believe they're judging me.
They don't care that much about
they
you.
They care. They're like, you really think you could pull off those chinos?
I bet you wore those.
Skinny jeans, right. But that body, no.
A couple other ones.
Okay. I might have, if I had been checking you out, I might have thought, well, you shouldn't have bought the cargo shorts in the first place, sir.
They're not even in style anymore.
Always feel like when I return
something. You look like a cargo shorts guy.
Do you always explain? I always explain when I return something.
Oh, yeah. Way over explain.
I bought
a lot of times they'll ask you, what's the reason for your return? And it's a one word answer.
Not
didn't
for me.
Fit, wrong color.
No. It's a 10 minute apology from me.
Yes. Because then I'll go like, they don't fit, but here's why. I was in a real hurry. I should have tried them on. My bad. But, or I tried them on, but the shoes I wore didn't have as high a heel.
Okay. So you're right. They are judging you because you're taking up way too damn much time in the line. They're judging you.
What do you return?
I don't know, like in a dress pant. And I'm in a
my high heels top. Did not go with this. Okay, sir. Whatever you say.
Let me give you a couple of the other stupid ones. Not having anything at home for lunch. Yeah, that drives me crazy. Because lunch is the bane of my existence. That's harder than dinner. Wanting to log into something and you can't remember the password. Another blood boil.
It seems like there are so many more passwords because we're doing so much more online. It's like, what's your password? What's the password for this? What's the password for that? Yep. How do I get on this Zoom call? What's the password? Like, oh my gosh.
And did you ever do this one? You order delivery and then you regret your choice when it gets there. I do that, but we always do a game with the family of who won after we open it all up. They're like, you won. You got the best food. So everybody knows who you lost and somebody's broken.
Okay. Well, does the person who wins, do they share?
If it's my wife, no. If it's me, I give her all my meal. Yeah. It's the way I am.
So you lose either way.
He's such a martyr.
Yeah. I am. It's terrible. Let's talk about your handbag. I remember mentioning this on air, but we didn't have time to get into it. That a lot of women are not carrying the regular size handbags anymore.
I miss it.
But you had a handbag that you could have easily carted around a small child.
Mm-hmm. Or Doc.
Well, because I pack up for my whole day with makeup and, stuff I need for the show and my big wallet. But now I'm going in and I'm coming right back. I just have a wristlet that has enough room in it for a mask and my phone.
Are you
going to
continue with that? Are you going to continue with that theory?
No, I want to carry my bags again. Why would I want to take my big bag out? That's one more thing that has to be disinfected.
That's
one more thing getting covered with COVID. So I don't want to take my big bag out. Plus, like I said, I'm in and out. I'm not going anyplace fancy. I'm not matching my bag to my outfit. Because generally, I'm just running into a store.
But pre-COVID, you're still getting fecal matter on it and stuff. 50% drop in people.
Why you got to act like I'm carrying around a bunch of poop?
Your poop bag.
Everybody knows it.
Now you're all high and mighty with your wristlet. Lady, you had a poop bag before.
You did. 50% drop in people taking a bag out with them since the start of the pandemic.
And I miss it. Sometimes 25% look carry at my bags. Like, we'll be reunited someday. We're going to go somewhere.
25% of people carry less cards with them because they're doing like a digital apps and things instead of the cards.
And can I say one more thing about the purse?
The monster purse.
With the mask, what kind of makeup do you really need to freshen up? Like you used to have like your lipstick, maybe, some of your powder, whatever. Like people are literally seeing your forehead. Maybe.
I don't use the same makeup I used to. I don't know. The study also found the average adult clears out their bag less than once a year, and 10% have never done so. What's your rate? Never.
I have to clean my bag out more, at least three times a year, else quarterly. I wind up with like a bag that just has random wrappers and receipts. And
you probably fall into the 12% stuff. Would be embarrassed if someone went into their bag. Oh, and saw
absolutely.
The junk in there.
Absolutely. No one goes in anyone else's purse.
See if you've got the average, an average of 2 bottles of sanitizer in each bag. Do you have that?
I'm looking in my bag right now.
Okay. Two.
I only have one bottle of sanitizer, but I have several hand sanitizing wipes.
Okay. Most have tissues.
Of course.
Reusable shopping bags.
Not in this bag. That's in the car.
Lip balm.
Of course.
All right. 25% confess to littering their bags with little chocolate wrappers for days on end.
You know me. That's not chocolate wrapper. Those are what wrappers?
Gum.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. 10% thought they lost something valuable, but then they rifled through their bag and found that it was somewhere in that mess.
Because if you put something valuable in your bag, it swims to the bottom.
It's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee. If it's something valuable, if it's an earring or a ring, your keys, your phone, it's just gonna, you put it in your bag and then it
disappear.
Just, and then it just swims down to the bottom and hides from you.
And they also have more than 9 different cards.
Yeah.
Really? I think I have like 4.
Like customer loyalty cards?
Are we talking debit, customer loyalty, cards, so I guess health cards?
Everything, credit, everything, all kinds of cards.
Yeah, your warehouse club membership, your loyalty, all that stuff.
I have maybe 4 or 5, maybe 2 credit cards, license.
You don't know what's in your wallet.
Library card. Okay, and so everybody has, these are the top 5 things: mobile phone, keys, face mask, cards, hand sanitizer, etc. It's all right. So there you go. You're good to average. I can't even imagine carrying that much stuff around. It's also
what about your nail file and all those other things? Not in there. So many things.
Not in there. The rainstorms we've had the past week or so led you to make a discovery, which I think we knew that there are a lot of people afraid of driving in the rain. But you think it's
I did not think there were a lot of people. But lately, I'm meeting more people who are absolutely terrified. Some who rethink what it is they need to do, actually do on
adults,
any
right?
given day. Yes.
Not
based upon
people.
Whether or not it's raining. No, not old people. And wow. So I thought it was just one of my very close friends from college. I mean, she's like, if you say, oh, yeah, we're planning on going out to dinner tonight. She's like, oh, but it's raining.
What?
She will totally rethink leaving her house. Like, if it's not like, okay, I got to leave my house because I got to do this job.
Man.
She rethinks everything. She hates being out in the rain. She will not drive in the rain unless it's an emergency. And now I'm meeting more and more people like that. And it's starting to make sense why the roads get so crazy when it rains.
I knew.
I believe a lot more people than we're aware of who aren't just getting nervous because it's coming down in sheets and they can't see. They are nervous because there are drops.
Oh, I know it has to be true by how slow things happen when it's even just a slight drizzle that's going on.
And well, Bandy, someone told me it's because here in the South, there's no snow and the roads don't get wrenched off like they do up north with the salt and all that other stuff.
Rinsed off.
There tends to be more oil. And the minute they get wet, the oil, blah, 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 and it makes it slippery.
It's not that slick.
It only snows.
That's what I was told.
There's a lot of months in the north where it doesn't snow. It's not like they're constantly salting and rinsing it off. I think it's like this most places. I would assume most places come to a very slow standstill when it's raining. And Bandy would like the public service announcement to be.
Yes, do not turn your flashers on when it's raining. We have discussed this. Law enforcement encourages you not to turn your flashers on unless you're pulled over on the side of the road.
What if, I'm just asking a question. What if it's coming down in sheets and I can barely see in front of me? I can't even see to pull over. But now I'm just crawling along. I'm, you know, the speed limit, I'm on a highway and the speed limit is 60 miles an hour. And now I'm only going 40 because I can barely see.
This has been addressed. Flashers mean that your car is in distress and you are stopped.
It is distress. I am in distress.
But you're not stopped. So it makes it dangerous for other drivers. This because has been proven
I'm not saying I do it. I'm just saying I see the reason why people agreement do.
Agrees. So please turn your flashers off.
Because if their flashers are on, someone might come up on you, assuming you're stopped.
Yes.
And that will cause a problem. They might slam on the brakes.
Isn't it causing a problem that I'm going so slowly?
Yes, it is.
Or my friend Hamona Rolloway is going slowly.
Yeah, so pull over and put your flashers on until the rain passes.
You have comments for us. Hit the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. You can also share this, please. Download and subscribe, rate it, and all that good stuff. And we will talk to you soon.